In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Pascal Donoghue's departure for the World Bank may leave a significant leadership gap in Fine Gael. So does Simon Harris now have to watch his back? And will Gerry the Monk Hutch run in the by-election in Dublin Central? I'm joined on the line now by Sean Defoe, News Talk's political correspondent and host of the Let Me Explain podcast. Sean, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Were you surprised that the Taoiseach decided to nominate himself as finance minister?
I was. When I first heard it from a couple of people in Fine Gael yesterday, I thought a strange decision. And then I suppose as the day went on, I put more thought into it. I can sort of see the logic of it. My first thought yesterday morning was that Peter Burke would be the one moved across because he has an accountancy background and was really the only one of the more senior cabinet ministers who you thought could slot in to that role. But what there's two narratives, I suppose, here coming out about Simon Harris putting himself into finance. One is he's, as you just said a minute ago, he's looking over his shoulder. He's constantly aware that heaves can come at any time. Micheál Martin is having his own trouble. He doesn't want to allow anybody enough power to ferment it against him. And so he's, instead of being out of the country a lot as foreign affairs minister and not being able to have a close eye on everybody, he is going to be central to the role of government over the next few years. Here is finance minister as one of the most powerful Taoiseachs, I suppose, we've ever seen, given that he combines those two roles together. And if Jennifer Carroll McNeill or anybody else is getting ideas about his job, he's there to see it and see it happen in real time and react to it. The other is the more official narrative, I suppose, that's coming from Fine Gael, which is that they went with experience here, that Simon Harris, with the departure of Pascal Donoghue, is the most experienced Fine Gael minister at cabinet, really their last link to that 2011 intake of TDs and that government and that came in initially, and that they've promoted experience elsewhere. Helen McEntee, as deputy leader, goes to foreign affairs. Hildegard Nocton, long been a super junior minister, was in line or thought about for promotion last year and has been moved up. And even when you look to the back benches, Frankie Feehan, the most experienced of their backbenchers in terms of Dáil time, also promoted as well. And I suppose if you're going to buy into that and give it credence that it deserves, I do think there is a logic to it, because you are losing Pascal Donoghue, who, even though he's only 51, was the elder statesman, really, of Fine Gael in this cabinet, who brought a massive amount of gravitas, a massive amount of calm, just felt always like there was an adult in the room whenever Pascal Donoghue was dealing with anything, be it Brexit, be it COVID or anything else. And were you to put in a minister like, say, a Peter Burke, who is more junior and is well capable, but is quite new to cabinet and not as well known around the country, then you risk the tandem of, say, Burke and Jack Chambers looking very, very young. Now, as it happens, you do have your two youngest cabinet ministers in those two roles of Minister for Finance and Minister for Public Expenditure. But Simon Harris has that bit more heft as Taoiseach, as party leader, and having been around for well over a decade at the cabinet table.
Now, the first job for the Taoiseach as Minister for Finance will be to get the finance bill through. Pascal has done so much, but then he has to go to Washington, seemingly flying out on Sunday to start his job on Monday. So does Simon Harris have the experience? Does he have the background to even understand a lot of the stuff that will be in that bill?
I think it probably highlights a lot of this is done by the civil servants in terms of what is in the bill. He has long been a legislator. I don't think actually understanding the bill is going to be too much of a difficulty. He was a junior minister in the Department of Finance. But in terms of background, he doesn't have an accountancy background. He doesn't have a financial background. That's not where he came from. That's not the kind of politician that he is. Very politician's politician, if you want to put it that way. So look, a lot of the finance bill is done. I wouldn't be overly concerned about that. He did announce yesterday that there is going to be sort of a midterm review of the finances or the financial strategy that was announced in the Dáil yesterday. And it's going to be very interesting to watch, because one of the dynamics that we've seen over many, many years, be it with Leo Varadkar or Enda Kenny or Simon Harris or anyone else, very often the Taoiseach has gotten, or the Taoiseach, an idea into their head and they've been rebuffed by the finance minister, you know, over various different things in the past, be it maybe the most famous example recently was Leo Varadkar when he wanted a third rate of income tax and announced this in a speech and made a big thing of it and basically went to Pascal Donoghue and Pascal Donoghue said, no, we're not going to do that. And it never came in. Now you have a situation where when the leaders meet, instead of four of them being around, Taoiseach, Taoiseach, Finance Minister, Public Expenditure Minister, there's only the three. And two of those roles vest entirely in Simon Harris. So he has an awful lot of power to shape financial policy.
It's also a worry maybe about checks and balances. If a politician gets a run of blood to the head because of some populist idea he or she may have, you depend on the wise head in the Department of Finance to say, no, not that. Please.
Yeah, and that would be somewhat the worry because Simon Harris has been accused of being a populist. He entirely rejects that accusation, but I think Conor Sheehan of the Labour Party made it last week, and there's a lot of people in the Dáil who would agree with that and who would say that Simon Harris tells people what they want to hear, and he is an absolutely excellent communicator. But if you were looking at one bit of his career to say it's patchy, it's the follow through on a lot of those. And straight away in the Dáil yesterday, you know, the case of Harvey Morrison was brought up, which is possibly the biggest stain on Simon Harris's career and that promise he made to children in regard to spinal surgery. So having that there would be somewhat concerning. Obviously, you now have the checks and balances in terms of Fianna Fáil, in that there is a Taoiseach, a Fianna Fáil Taoiseach, be that Micheál Martin or whoever else by the end of this term, and a Fianna Fáil Public Expenditure Minister who will hold the strings over increased spending, which may be where the majority of that worry would be anyway, that they're not going to be able to unilaterally go and approve a whole raft of spending without getting it through Fianna Fáil first.
Now, the problem is, I would see it, because all of this has happened so quickly, and it's amazing how swiftly people can drop a career, an entire career, and walk into a new one without looking over their shoulder, really. And we'll be talking to Pascal Donoghue at 10 o'clock on the programme about all of this. But you have a situation where Helen McEntee is a wet day in education and has moved on to foreign affairs. And then you've got the case of Jennifer Carroll McNeill, who has a background that might be suitable for finance, but is too short a time in health really to have made, although she's made a bit of a mark, she wants to make a big mark in health and maybe make a name for herself in health. And it also would be destabilizing completely to be switching ministers for health so swiftly. I mean, all of this is a bit messy, isn't it?
It is, and I don't think it's something, excuse me, that Fine Gael would have necessarily planned for. By all reports, Simon Harris only learned about this in the last sort of week or 10 days, and most ministers learned about it yesterday morning, either at cabinet or just before cabinet. So it is all very last minute, and to think that we've all moved on, and within the space of 5 or 6 hours of them finding out there was a new finance minister and a new team already in place, and Pascal Donoghue was sitting on the back benches of the Dáil, which was very, very strange to see in the Dáil chamber yesterday, and as strange for him as he was kind of laughing from up the back benches, which he hasn't sat on since 2011. So it is very swift to move on. I think you're right. There's no way that Jennifer Carroll McNeill could have been moved out of health at the moment. She's put an awful lot of capital in there, even if politically there was no chance that Simon Harris would put her into finance anyway. Helen McEntee had been making a bit of progress in education. I'd interviewed her once or twice on it. She seemed to cross the brief, but as you say, moves, and possibly a good refresher for her. She's had a difficult time since she left the Department of Foreign Affairs as a junior minister. Remember, she was very, very highly thought of, even as a potential future leader of Fine Gael, after being the Minister for European Affairs during Brexit and having a very strong showing there. So returning to that department might be a benefit for her. But in terms of the business of government, it definitely interrupts it. And I think it takes a bit of a heft away from cabinet. Again, don't want to describe Pascal as sort of this old lad who's been around forever. He's not. He's one of these politicians who is shaping the new face of politics, in that people come in for 15 or 20 years and then they go off and have a secondary career, like a lot of his Fine Gael colleagues did last time. But he did, in the public eye, I think he was just a very stable presence. Never saw him rattled in any interview. I don't think anyone laid a glove on him that really, really annoyed him throughout his career, even with difficult questions. He was just this eternal calm figure. And there's not really anyone like that in the cabinet anymore. I think it is kind of a watershed for the government.
Some of the texts coming in. The reason this country is in the mess it is because of decisions like this. Simon Harris protecting his back as a reason for an appointment. Allowing this is a shameful admission. Secondly, time as a TD is not experience. Time as a minister is not experience. A track record of delivery, that's experience. Another one, Simon Harris has absolutely no financial expertise or qualifications. The corner sweet shop wouldn't give him a management role. Another one, I think Simon Harris appointing himself for Minister for Finance shows he doesn't trust any of his deputies with the big jobs. It's a bad sign. Simon cannot do it all.
So. No, he can't do it all. It maybe does, as I said, show how much the civil servants actually run the Department of Finance and how much a lot of the budget is written without the input of the politicians, except they shape the broad policy of it and get down into the nitty-gritty. I mean, if you took any politician, even any Minister for Finance, and brought up, you know, a random section, a random question in the budget every year, you wonder how much they were across every little bit of a detail of it. But it is disconcerting, given that there was just such confidence in Pascal Donoghue to know. He felt like the smart guy in the room. You felt very confident. This guy knows a lot more about financial matters than certainly I do. And I'm not sure you could say the same about Simon Harris.
Yeah. More of the comments. Should there not be regulations prohibiting serving ministers from taking positions in non-private sector organisations during their term of office, regardless of where that non-private sector organisation resides? It's frankly unacceptable that our finance minister can up sticks and walk away mid-term. Another one, if any other employee walked out before finishing their contract, they'd be sued for breach. He gets to walk into a better paying job and keeps his pensions, both of them, paid for by us. And the final one on this one, Pascal O'Donoghue was such a genuine, measured and knowledgeable minister. We were so fortunate to have such a steady hand at the tiller of government finances through very difficult times. Anyway, we'll talk maybe on another occasion about the impending by-elections, because they could be long-fingered for a few months at any rate. But Sean Defoe, thank you very much for joining us. Sean Defoe is News Talk's political correspondent and host of the Let Me Explain podcast.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.